Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Galway Girls broadcaster Ciara King and Mandy Marr, owner of Catwalk Model Agency in the Platform, and joined as well by podcaster and host of Galway Races, Alan Clark, who's actually from Mayo, but Mandy described you today as an adopted son of Galway. So
you had to say that,
anyway. Yeah.
Like everyone in the room liked me. Now, in my defence, I was born in Galway.
You're right, okay.
Galway on the passport. Half my life in Galway. Yeah. If it wasn't Foss or working in Galway Bay FM. Or,
yeah.
So I'm half Galway.
You're half Galway. You are, as I said, the host of Galway Races. This is your fourth year now doing this.
That's correct. A lot of people call me the face of Galway Races, yeah. But I'm really the hand of Galway Races, because that's all you can see in the videos is a hand and a microphone.
Interviewing people.
Yeah.
But like, isn't it such an amazing success story as an event to think that even, you know, still now after all of these years, the droves of people that return to Galway annually for the races.
Just getting bigger and bigger, Andrea. And like, everyone has their favourite day, I think, when they come to Galway, whether they admit it or not, whether it's Monday or Thursday or Friday.
It was always Friday for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you need to go the day after Ladies' Day.
After that's the chaos.
Yeah, you just, you know, and then you get into the weekend and it's just...
Well, for me, I think Sunday is one of my favourite days, with the family day where all the kids are making their hats. It's Mad Hatter's Day. They're all competing for a holiday with Ireland West Airport, and there's great excitement around the race course. But a lot of people call it Ireland's outdoor... largest outdoor pub as well, when you think about it.
A bit of that.
Yeah.
I know the droves that are there. Mandy Marr, of course, with us too. Like, you know, working in the stylist industry, you spent many years probably dressing people and getting people ready for Galway Races, attending yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
You're now there judging.
I'm judging now. Like, I've actually been part of Ladies' Day for probably over 20 odd years at this stage.
Yeah.
And then I became head judge in the last 4 years, which is phenomenal. And it's a huge, I just feel it's just a big honour to be head judge. But the pressure is chronic, Andrea. Yeah. People all think it's so glamorous. And even though I'm very grateful for the role, but honestly, I'd say out of my 365 days of the year, it's probably the toughest day ever. It absolutely is. I was just saying to Ciara even before we came live on air, it is so competitive. Mm. I mean, people are getting ready for Ladies' Day nearly a year in advance.
Oh, I hear
and
this.
They're
yeah.
there to win.
Yeah.
There's €10,000 cash up for grabs at the end of the day, sponsored this year by Ella and Joe. But I honestly, the pressure is phenomenal. It really is. But
what makes a winning Ladies' Day outfit?
Do you know, I'm often asked that, and even this year I can never say what are we looking for, because in all honesty, I don't think any of us as judges can actually answer that. But we know when we see the finished look, this is our winner. They'll always stand out, and it is head to toe. They have to be polished, and maybe with a little bit of a twist as well in the outfit, something a little bit quirky, something a little bit personal to the person that's wearing it. But you just know it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
What about the kind of X factor element? You know, the kind of the story, or maybe there's an emotional story behind the suit or the dress that was passed down from a look. Does that kind of stick? Are we getting into the emotions of this? Does that help?
No, you're not getting into the emotions of it when it comes to fashion.
Simple as that.
I'm as ruthless as you can get. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter if your granny was homeless.
No,
it doesn't matter.
No, you're
it's
making me out
factor.
To be awful ruthless than that altogether. Listen, we're not having a word when we come off air on that one.
But it is just, it's the finished look from head to toe.
It is the finished look. And it is, like, often at times, I think people sometimes forget the word lady. And this is what we're looking for.
Ladies'
because
Day.
We see outfits on Ladies' Day that are fabulous. Would I wear them any other day of the week or the year? 100% I would. But when it comes to Ladies' Day, there's a certain etiquette that we're looking for, that the ladies need to be from head to toe a lady. And that means the proper length of an outfit.
How you carry yourself, I suppose.
How you carry yourself. You need to be confident, but that you're polished. Your hair needs to be absolutely perfect. Makeup. Everything is seen. So from a photograph point of view, when your winner is picked, if there's flaws in that, the press and media are picking up on that and asking what the judges are actually looking at. So it's all those elements. There's so many elements to take into consideration. But I think we've been very lucky over the last couple of years, in particular with our winners. We've been very lucky.
Have you any say in who wins?
No, thank God, Andrea, because I go around on Thursday morning doing interviews, and I can tell you one thing, it's an intimidating job.
Yeah.
We have to get Mandy out of there like Donald Trump. There's nearly a bulletproof car getting ready to take her away.
Actually, but the truth that nearly needs to get rid of.
Just to add to that, I spoke to a lady last year who came from Brazil, and she said it was her lifelong dream to come to Ladies' Day in Galway. You know, so not only is it the biggest Ladies' Day in Ireland, but like it's travelled as far as Brazil.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? The I suppose, the lengths that it has reached. Ciara King, you've spent many a day over the years at Galway races.
I have indeed. And I, can I just say as well, congrats to anyone that can wear a pair of high heels from 9 o'clock in the morning.
Deserve an award for that alone.
12 o'clock at night. I did one ladies' day and I was like, that's it now.
That's
that. I've got a box. Yeah.
I'm hanging up those stilettos.
But you're right about, I'd forgotten Friday nights. Mm. Friday nights are, I think, my favourite night of the races. But there's nothing like a buzz of being out at the racetrack. And I remember I was really, really lucky. I got to interview, he was president at the time, Michael D. Higgins, and he was giving me some tips. And I just thought to myself, how mad is this? The president of Ireland
Brilliant.
Giving me tips on who to bet
for the race,
which horses, which horses to bet on.
So. You are a Galway fanatic, and you and I met here in Galway City. I was trying to think; it must have been 2007 when we studied.
So I'm here to tell everyone what you got up to in college.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why I'm here.
But the line is dropped back at base. I'm not sure what happened there.
Goss.ie.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, you're from Rhinestone, but like for anyone that knows you, Ciara, you are so immensely proud to be from Galway. Like you are really somebody who loves your county.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, I didn't think I was being that obvious about it. But then, obviously, I'm very proud to be from Connemara, but I love Galway City as well. I did my degree in NUI Galway and my master's in journalism, where I got to meet you. So I think this is kind of like a full circle moment for the both of us.
Big time.
So congrats to you. You know,
thanks for being with us.
I don't think you know, when we leave CPs and head up to Supermax at 2 o'clock in the morning that we ever thought
Nobody
we'd be sitting here.
I was among you as well. But what is it about Galway? Because that's something we've noticed, you know, time and time again, and from other people even here in the audience, and friends from my kind of early days in Galway as well with us too today. Like, there's something about Galway that draws people back.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I always say that I run to the train in Dublin and then I stroll off the train in Galway. Also, I'm halfway down Shop Street and suddenly I've got a braid in my hair and I'm throwing a Diablo in the air, like, you know what I mean? It's just so laid back, and that's kind of it. It's laid back, it's arty, it's friendly, and you know, it's a great city.
You aren't originally Galway, Mandy.
No, I'm a Tipperary woman.
Yeah.
Adopted here as well, like Alice.
Well, you're a long time here.
I'm 34 years here. Yeah. And, you know, I obviously, my home is Tipperary, but Galway is home.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore Galway. I eat, breathe and sleep Galway. I love it.
What is it, though, about it? Why?
There's something special about Galway. And to me, it's the friendliness. It's the normality. It's the down-to-earth of Galway. Everybody's always welcomed. And there's 12 months of the year, there's always something going on in this wonderful city of ours. And I don't ever think you'd never meet anyone that says, I didn't enjoy a weekend in Galway. And sometimes when you move here, it's hard to get out of here. Do you know that kind of way? You nearly kind of end up staying, but it's special for sure.
Yeah. And you know, to come to a new city and set up shop and do like you did and obviously start a business, you know, in the world of like styling and obviously as an agent as well. Is it a welcoming place to do business?
Absolutely. And I mean, I remember I set up the agency. It's actually 30 years next year that we're open in Catwalk. But I remember people telling me I was absolutely cracked and crazy setting up a model agency, that it would never work. Because at the time, everything was based in our capital in Dublin. And so fashion was just nothing really outside of that. But I, against all odds anyway, when you tell me no, I'll stay going. As you know, I won't take no fairly handy, really. And I have never looked back. But the businesses in Galway are the people that got me to where I am today. And I don't forget that, Andrea.
Yeah.
I work all over the country, which I'm very lucky with my work. But in saying that, Galway supported me when I needed them to get going. And they still do. Yeah. They never pass me for work. They're amazing. And for that alone, I'm forever thankful to both,
which
like,
is lovely,
the hospitality industry to the fashion industry. They're amazing.
That Cabe Mila Falls, Alan, like, I know obviously, you know, professionally in your line of work now and from kind of radio days and podcasting, but you'd spend a lot of time socialising here, and like that's what Galway for young and old, as Ciara said, like it's so much to offer.
Yeah, Ciara summed it up perfectly there when she said she gets off the train and you just take a step back and relax. Mm. But like that as well, the Galway races wouldn't be a success without the hospitality, the hotels, the bars, the businesses, the restaurants, the taxis, the retail, retail, you know, the beauty salons. It's all this that comes together that makes Galway, Galway.
Yeah, and that is that's kind of the strength of it.
Yeah.
You haven't quite moved here yet, despite spending time here.
No, I haven't quite moved here yet. I'm happy enough to still commute up and down. I don't think I could handle the traffic without getting negative.
No,
now,
there's going to be no negative yeah. talk today, right?
Apparently, there's no traffic in Galway ever. I'm happy enough in Mayo at the moment, but I spend all my time up here and I love it.
Yeah. Ciara, you spend, I suppose, every opportunity you can get back home, really.
I do. And I love kind of the summertime, obviously. I know it's such a cliche as well, but the Galway Arts Week, the Galway Arts Festival, we have to talk about that because I've been going to that since I was a young girl. Mum and dad used to bring myself and my brother in when we were kids. And I remember seeing the Dumbelievables for the first time. Mm. You know, John Kenny and Pat Short and little John Nee. He's a street performer. He's very famous in Galway. And he is a large part of the memories of my childhood of going into Galway for the Arts Week. It's just so, it's magic. My brother's coming back from Brighton this summer. We're going to the Flaming Lips in the Big Top. And I'm going to another play as well, and I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, so I'm so sorry if I do. It's called Siocán, and it's on in the Druid. And the Druid is just like an iconic theatre in Galway as well, so yeah.
Do you know, we walked past as part of the food tour last night, and we're going to talk about that in a few moments, but we were going to, we walked past the Druid Theatre, and part of the food tour is that, you know, it's not just about eating and having a few drinks, but it's also giving you a little bit of a history of what Galway City has to offer, and the Druid Theatre, you know, features obviously quite a bit in that. Like, it's so unusual to see the theatre right in this, like, it's literally in the centre, just off Shop Street.
And Druid is so magic as well, but I have to also mention Mochnas. We used to come into the Mochnas parades and we used to see the fair bullocks. Mm-hmm. You know, these, and as a child you used to be petrified by these big, massive walking giants, you know, of mythical men. And it was just, magic is the only way I can describe it. And I was really lucky to have that in my childhood and to continue going to the Galway Arts Festival and Arts Week and all that.
That's the pride that that we were talking about. So you can obviously hear it, you know, from you when you talk about your home county. We heard from, of course, Sharon Shannon and Killian Shannon at the very start of the programme today. I think we all should, you know, definitely show our appreciation for Sharon Shannon, who received an honorary degree. In recent days, yeah, not your first either. So you have to be the woman with the most accolades, I'd say, in this room this afternoon. But we're really delighted to have you and Killian with us today. Of course, if people want, you're working on your new album at the moment, Sharon. If people want to get more information about your gigs, you have quite a few coming up as well that you wanted to mention today.
Did I mention the gigs?
Yeah, please do.
So June the 27th, we're playing in the Galway Climate Festival. With Alan Connor, and on that night, that's a daytime gig, and then the nighttime we're playing in Craig's National School in County Galway.
Brilliant.
And then July the 4th in Connolly's in Lepp, and July 5th in Inishbofin, and Tyree on the 12th in Scotland.
Yeah.
Malahide Castle on the 17th with Mundy, and with Mundy also, and the big band in Palmerstown House on the 26th.
Brilliant. You're still loving it, Sharon. Like, you can see it here today. You were just thoroughly enjoying performing and everything it brings with it.
I love it, yeah. And I'm loving playing with Killian, my nephew.
It's fantastic.
He's a great player on the bouzouki.
Not to be confused, as he told us earlier, with any form of ammunition. He was telling us about trying to get through airports and maybe their stories for off air. But we'll have plenty more from Sharon and Killian throughout the programme. But as Sharon said, more gigs coming up. You can get all of that information as well at SharonShannon.com.
Yeah, and the album will be coming out in November.
Brilliant. Well, we look forward to that, Sharon. Thanks a million to yourself and Killian. Also as well, can we please have a massive show of support this afternoon for Ciara King, Mandy Marr, Alan Clark. Folks, thank you so much for joining us here today on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.